SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans are cautioning that Tulsi Gabbard's path to confirmation to lead the U.S. intelligence agency is narrowing, as she seems to have trouble winning over key GOP senators. This update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Gabbard, along with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Kash Patel, are set for their high-stakes confirmation hearings this week, as senators face some of President Trump's most controversial nominees. But it's Gabbard who appears to have the most tenuous path to confirmation, as she struggles to assuage Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee, who will determine her fate ahead of Thursday's hearing. Gabbard can't afford to lose a single vote on the Intelligence Committee, which has a 9-8 party split and features two GOP members who are considered swing votes, Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Todd Young of Indiana. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
State lawmakers are proposing new rules for vaccine requirements.
Bills in North Dakota and Indiana seek to establish state-level versions of the vaccine injury database maintained by the CDC. New York, Virginia, Connecticut, and Mississippi have introduced bills to restore or expand religious exemptions from immunization mandates. In West Virginia, Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey issued an executive order to enable religious exemptions for the first time. Bills in Wyoming, Oregon, and Oklahoma would prohibit discrimination against people who aren't vaccinated. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed billionaire investor Scott Bessent as President Trump's Treasury Secretary. Bessent has said the U.S. faces economic calamity if Congress does not renew key provisions of Trump's Tax Cuts and Job Act that are set to expire December 31st. Implementing the extension of those tax cuts will be a hallmark of his role. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 289 points, but the Nasdaq plunged 612, the S&P lower by 88. This is SRN News. President Trump opposes debanking.
It's a new word describing the increasingly common practice of banks closing the accounts of Christian ministries and conservative groups because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Mr. Trump recently called out the big banks for doing so. Jeremy Tedesco of Alliance Defending Freedom is glad, saying, quote, "Debanking is one of the most pressing issues of our time. No one should have to worry that the bank will cancel their account because of their views." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina says she's seriously considering a gubernatorial run in 2026 and will probably make a final decision in the coming weeks. Mace came to national prominence recently when she introduced a resolution banning men from using women's bathrooms at the U.S. Capitol or House office buildings. Mace, who last year won a third term in Congress, says if she runs, she'll seek the support of President Trump. SRN News. Remarks during today's Holocaust remembrances ranged from cautionary to dismissive. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Members of the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorist organization are the new Nazis, according to the Israeli Prime Minister. His comments came as the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau was marked worldwide. Survivors of the Holocaust become fewer every year, with the largest number, some 123,000, living in Israel. In Germany, a law sparked outrage for attending a far-right rally and urging Germans to move beyond Holocaust guilt. The Media Line's Simcha Pascal reports the chairman of Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial called Musk's behavior an insult to victims and a threat to democracy. Irish President Michael Higgins faced backlash for politicizing his speech. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.